Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now to the Northwest, because bishops have joined MICA homeowners in calling for 100% redress, asking the government to offer full and immediate redress to the thousands of people whose homes have been affected by the MICA and pyrite crises. Joining us now are the Catholic Bishop Alan McGuckian of Raphoe and Church of Ireland Bishop Andrew Forster of Derry and Raphoe. You're both very welcome to the programme, gentlemen. May I speak with you first, Bishop McGuckian, because there are crunch talks for families. They'll be held tomorrow with government officials, but you went on the eve of that meeting to visit families in your local areas who have been affected by MICA. What was it like for you today? What did you experience? And you might tell me what the aim of the visit was as well.
The aim of the visit was just to be with the people. When you drive around our county, you're always keeping your eye out for cracks on walls of houses. And many people have spoken to me over recent months and in the last couple of years about either their own experience or the experience of others. Today, we wanted to go and just really see it up close. We visited three houses. One was a hole in the ground where the house was already knocked. The other was a house that was empty because the family, and we met a husband, a wife, and three young children, they had to get out because there's a real fear that the house could fall down on top of them. And the third was an old age pensioner in a house that, if you saw it from a distance, looks like a beautiful house, but already cracks all over one of the gable walls. And as she said, bits of the wall have been falling off over the course of the last year. And how does she know that the wall wouldn't fall out some night and her bed?
It is devastating, so, isn't it? The stress in the families must take a terrible toll altogether. Did you go, though, Bishop, just to observe for yourselves, or did you go with a view to delivering a message to government as well?
We certainly... both of those things. We wanted to be with people. And
what's your message then?
Well, our first message was that people would know, and it means so much for people to know that the whole community, I think people who suffer, this is like a kind of a virus that gets into your house and then into your home and maybe into your heart, and people can often feel like as if they're totally alone in this. Mm-hmm. And the first message was that they were not alone, that the whole community here in Donegal, and I believe the whole community around Ireland has to be standing with people in such an awful situation.
And we
wanted to support the demand for 100% redress.
Okay, and is that your message to the government in Dublin then?
Yes, it is.
So explain that to me. What are you calling for exactly?
The people that we were speaking to today are not able to come up with all of the kind of costs. Like there are kind of auxiliary costs that can emerge. It's 6,000 or 7,000 euro, first of all, to get your house tested before you're even certain that you have this. And the clock just starts going then, and costs keep rising. And as the old age pensioner said to me today, I can't afford any of this. Mm-hmm. And nobody's ever going to offer me any money. Like there are all kinds of costs that can emerge, even above like the ultimate cost of a new house, which is what is likely to be the case, certainly in all three cases that we visited today. And people can't afford this.
Without question. The costs are significant, aren't they? And your heart would go out to the families and anybody affected. And they are suffering an awful lot. And I'd say an awful lot of people would say they deserve 100% redress. But the question, I suppose, is who should pay for that? Because the Taoiseach, when speaking about this recently in the Dáil, he made the point that should we pursue others, those who supply the blocks, those who design the blocks, the manufacturers, the builders? What is your message to government? Are you saying the taxpayer should pay 100% redress?
As a community in the past, we have been faced with huge problems. The first one was the banking problem. The second one was the COVID problem. Some years ago, there was that, like when major problems that individuals cannot begin to face on their own. The community steps in behind them, and ultimately that does seem to have to be the taxpayer.
Okay.
And there are precedents for this.
Let me bring in your colleague, the Church of Ireland Bishop Andrew Forrester of Derry and Raphoe. Would you echo those sentiments as well, that it has to be the taxpayer that pays this bill? Because some people estimate that the costs could be significant here.
The cost will be significant, there's no doubt about that. But remember, these homeowners are also taxpayers. This could happen to any one of us. It's not their fault. It's not a problem of their own making. This is a crisis for our society. There's no doubt about it. It's a crisis for our society. It's a financial crisis for the society. But it's catastrophic for these families. And they are taxpayers, as Bishop Allen has said already. In the past, you know, in the recent past, we think of the banking crisis and so on, the state was able to find the money and step in and support. Mm-hmm. This is about roofs over people's heads. And, you know, these are our neighbours. These are people we care about. And, you know, what I saw today, what Alan and I witnessed today, it would break anybody's heart when you see what they've had to live with and the stress that comes from that.
And it is
a catastrophic issue.
It is, without question, especially when you're in the middle of it. And these people just want certainty, don't they? But the question, I suppose, as I say, is who should pay? You say the taxpayer. But why should other people be allowed, if they have liability here, walk off the pitch?
No, I'm not saying that they should be allowed to walk off the pitch at all, but I'm saying what we have right now is a crisis at the moment, and we people need help right at the moment. I actually think, you know, the other players in it, if you like, those who are responsible for it, that will come clear as we move into court cases, inquiries, whatever, but we're talking about a crisis right now, right at this moment, that people need help for right now. And I call on the government to change the scheme, to make it 100% redress. Done it before for other issues, and we have to do it again.
Okay.
And people we're living out in the periphery, and we need your help.
When you say people here, do you mean people in Donegal, or do you also mean people in Mayo, Limerick, Clare, Tipperary, Sligo, Dublin, Fingal have been affected as well?
I'm talking about everyone who's affected by this. Who's affected by this. And this will be a growing problem, there's no doubt about it.
Can I ask you, Bishop Alan McGuckian, can I put to you a text that's come into us on 51551? The listener says, who do the church think they are calling for redress for damaged home victims when the church are fighting against paying survivors their redress? How do you respond to that? I suppose they mean the redress scheme that was set up on foot of the Ryan Report, where religious orders promised to pay a certain amount and it was felt to be inadequate compensation, that the church didn't step up for that redress scheme. I suppose the question is, on what moral authority does the church stand on calling for full redress in this situation?
The moral authority upon which Bishop Andrew and I are speaking today is what we saw this afternoon. I'm not asking for this money for myself or for the church or anything like that. My purpose today is to speak, to be yet another voice from the community speaking on behalf of people who are suffering just the most awful crisis in their lives, and they are our neighbours and all of us. It should be obvious we need to stand with them.
Mm-hmm. And on the listener's point about inadequate redress for survivors of sexual abuse, do you think the church should contribute a little bit more?
The religious orders in question, each of them have answered that question, each in their own way. That particular thing you're speaking about after the Ryan
inquiry, I think they contributed over 120 million.
I have heard orders say that they are paying and have paid. I can't be a voice for all of them.
I understand. But I suppose you're looking for 100% redress here, and you're looking for the taxpayer to pay it. I suppose the question being raised is, that ran to billions, didn't it, that redress scheme? The religious orders paid just over 120 million, I think.
Sorry, I didn't hear you there, Cormac.
people feel that the redress scheme for religious survivors of religious order abuse, that the contribution from the church was inadequate. Would you look for 100% or more contributions from the church in that regard as well?
Well, I mean, those were situations where both the church and the state were responsible for the care of children in those homes.
Okay, can I ask you, Bishop Andrew Forrester, in relation to another matter altogether, and that's in relation to what Geoffrey Donaldson has said in relation to President Michael D. Higgins declining an offer of, or declining an invitation to attend a service of reflection and hope marking the centenary of Northern Ireland. He's asked for an explanation. Would you go along with that? Do you want clarity from President Michael D. Higgins on why he will not attend?
Well, first thing I need to say about that, Cormac, is I'm not involved in the service or organising it and so on. I think it is hopefully a significant service of reflection and hope that I know the main church leaders will be involved in. And I think it would be unwise for me to comment on the President's diary and his other commitments. But I do hope that the service is both a cathartic and helpful moment as we reflect on our fractured past and look to a future in which will hopefully be marked by broader cooperation and support as communities we move on. My diocese is a cross-border diocese, mm-hmm. Derry and Raphoe, and we seek to live with really positive relationships right across this border area, and that's what we hope for the future.
Okay, Bishop Andrew Forrester of Derry and Raphoe and Bishop of Raphoe, Alan McGaughey, thank you both very much indeed for joining us on Drive Time.